So this should be a chill podcast then.
That's what we're hoping for.
Okay.
I can't really open my eyes too much, so
All right, so try not to yell.
you're gonna have to do the Googling for me.
I will do the Googling for you. And I will try not to yell about anything.
I can yell.
Okay. That won't hurt it?
No, it's more of like it's like a
Just to see. Okay.
light sensitivity thing.
Should I turn off my camera for this one?
No, it's fine. What's really
Okay.
fucking me up is like, as you can see, it's pretty dark behind me, but you can see
You've
like,
got one light that's rainbowing across your face.
yeah, it's my fucking gaming PC.
Oh no. Throw a blanket over it.
It will overheat and
Oh
die.
shoot. Okay, so what you're telling me is that we
There's
need to make it its own little blackout curtain on like its own standing curtain rack.
no, what I'm telling you is that it comes with remote. It came with little remote controls to turn to control the lights. I have them.
It's
No, I have them. They died. Like the batteries or
expensive.
something died.
Oh, and they're
I keep
one of those
clicking the
stupid.
buttons, and nothing happens.
And they're one of those stupid, like, random batteries that you can never have.
Yeah,
I'm
so
so sorry.
that's currently my biggest struggle with my migraine right now is my own computer. Because as you saw, it's like a fucking just like shining
It's really
fucking
bright, guys. It's
rainbow
really
beacon.
bright.
It's literally crazy. It looks
It's
cool as fuck.
yeah, but just not
Hey,
great for your eyes.
guys, it looks cool as fuck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best friend.
Dan.
How art thou, Shan?
Good. Older. I did the
Is
old thing.
your birthday today?
No, my birthday was the third, so it was
I'm a fucking
second.
idiot.
I
I don't know when people's birthdays are.
know when
Not
your
even my
birthday
best
is.
friends.
Do
Yeah, that's not fair.
you know what I discovered recently? I
It's
get
literally
along
not
super
fair.
well with my boss at work, and I just realized that they're the day after you. I said, oh, you're both Scorpios.
Oh, sick.
Oh, I incredibly. That's
Is
why. And
that
like the same, like
is it a
literally the day
Scorpio
after.
is it a Scorpio male?
No.
Oh, see,
She cries a lot.
because I feel I've heard like just like from people who are into that it's like Scorpio male, like thumbs up, Scorpio female, like horrible, supposedly. So that's interesting.
No. Lovely. Lovely human being. And
Well,
you're literally a day apart. So, oh, well, like, yeah. So, it won't very well with
I'm
both of you.
literally so sorry. Happy birthday to
Thanks.
you. Happy
Thanks.
birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Shan. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I'm old now.
Yeah, you
I
are
would.
for
Okay, listen. I didn't feel.
I can call you grandma for like a month, for like almost 2 months.
Almost too. Yeah.
Almost 2 months. I
I'm at
can
the
be
start of
at
September and you're the end of October.
Yo,
I
hey
listen,
grandma,
I
can I
didn't
get
feel
you a
old.
cane?
Listen, I need you to know that I did not feel old until I was talking to one of my employees about how I was turning 32. And she goes, oh, my mom's 36. This is a 19-year-old. And I almost lost my mind.
That's like a hella teen
Would
mom.
you, could it was like 17, like 16, 17, because she'll be 20 soon. So, I walked out of the room, leaving, and just left. Could you imagine right now the age you are
No, that's what I was about
having
to
like a
ask you.
16 year old?
I was about to ask you,
Yeah,
can you imagine
no,
having a 16-year-old
no.
human at your age right now?
No. I couldn't imagine having a 4-year-old human. I couldn't imagine having a 2-day-old human.
My fucking
I
dog.
don't feel responsible enough for another human
I
being.
just had we just had to take our dog to a vet because he like his little whatever his little nail split and it was
Oh.
bleeding and very
Oh.
painful and it cost like $120, which isn't that bad.
Actually
And
not. It's not.
my question was like, imagine if we had a human child though, and something happened to the human child.
I could not fathom. I have still a hard time fathoming currently, actively, right now, have a hard time fathoming being responsible for an adult, like another human being full time. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine being a 17-year-old responsible full time for a human being.
That is really
I couldn't
insane.
imagine having a 19-year-old child. I couldn't imagine having a 16-year-old child.
Like, teen moms are like strong ass
Oh,
women,
yeah.
man.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
fucking literally insanity.
Insanity. But yes, I have no children. I have no humans that I'm responsible for. I'm not even responsible for the dogs that are in my household.
No, that you are you're a
Excuse
dog
me.
auntie.
I'm a dog auntie, which means I get to do the fun things like wrestle with them. And every once in a while, I have to feed them, but I don't have to do the things like clean up their poop. It's
Beautiful.
beautiful. It's wonderful. Would you like to do your story that leads into mine?
What's I don't
So
even know what that I
you
don't know
put the
what's
thing
in
about the
even in
Loch
there.
Ness monster,
Oh yeah, I was
and I'm
very
so excited.
sad.
Okay, why
I
is I
was
didn't read it? Am I
okay.
supposed to be sad?
I'm sad in particular.
Okay, so the Loch Ness monster, around 200 people turned up for the biggest search in the last 50 years.
And found nothing,
I d
Shan.
we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Nothing.
So,
Well,
around 300 people also turned up to the efforts via live stream. You can't really count them. What were they doing? They were just showing up in support. They weren't actually searching. We don't count them, but there's just 200 people there.
I would have pulled up if I would have known.
I would have pulled up to the live stream, but I wouldn't counted myself as searching for the Loch Ness
Oh
monster.
no, I'm talking about to the search. I would have showed
Oh,
up
you would
to
have
Loch
showed up to
Ness. Yeah.
Ireland, to
And
Scotland.
like I would have
To
fucking gotten
Scotland. We got
some
Scots. Please don't come get me. Please don't come for
gotten
me.
I would have gotten some like diving gear off of Jeffrey Bezos's website.
Well, I would have got better diving gear than the Bezos
No.
ones. Were gonna drown you. You gonna
No.
drown with the Bezos
Hey,
gear.
if I go out, I go out doing what I loved, and that's searching for crippin'
We.
kids, baby.
So with boat runnings from 10 to 6 on Saturday the 26th and Sunday. So they stopped searching at like 6 p.m. and you're gonna tell me
Oh,
that
come
they just didn't
on.
go to the other side?
Come
Anyway,
on.
searchers stopped in 17 different spotting locations on the loch, where volunteers involved in running the search could keep an eye on the proceedings. Did you? Yeah, I'm like reading this article and I'm like, I don't know if search is the right word for them.
They were kind of just standing around looking.
So the Loch Ness Monster hunters have reported to hear four distinctive noises while braving the horrific Scottish weather. Recently undertaking revamping the Loch Ness Centre joined forces with the Loch Ness Exploration to carry out this hunt. The LNAE is an independent research and volunteer team traveling from Edinburgh for the hunt. And Alan McKinnon took part in this record-breaking search on boat using a hydrophone system. The hunter described the hydrophone system as an underwater microphone so we can listen to the underwater world of I'm so sorry, I just moved it. Listen to underwater world of Loch Ness. McKenna claimed the test of the system on Friday had already raised questions about Nessie's whereabouts. When we were testing the equipment, we did hear four distinctive noises that we didn't know where they were coming from. We don't know the origin, which is exciting. McKenna spoke about those who traveled to take part in the hunt, saying the weather in Scotland was horrific over the weekend, so much that the Scottish Highland Games were canceled for the first time in 75 years, but that didn't stop us. That didn't stop our volunteers. Visitors came from across the world, including Spain, France, and Germany, and Finland, to band together. The general manager of the Loch Ness Center, Paul Nixon, said he felt there was something in the lake worth looking for. I believe that there's something working in the depths of the Loch Ness. I don't know whether it's a monster I don't know what it is, but I reckon it's somewhere down there.
So they're
So, yeah,
so we're
they
sticking
stood
to
around on
it.
boats and dropped a microphone down to listen for it.
And they heard four
So they didn't
spooky
dive in it. They
sounds.
didn't search it. From what I know and what I've heard about the lock, it's not like it's not, well, lock is number one, just a word, just a Scottish word for lake, by the
Yeah,
way.
it's a giant lake. I know
It's just a
this.
giant lake that he happens to be in, but it's not the only lake that's in Scotland. So is the Loch Ness Monster only supposed to be in one specific lake, or is it just in every lake in Scotland?
No, he's just in Loch Ness. That's why he's called the Loch
Oh.
Ness Monster, because he lives
Yeah,
at this.
I understand now.
Yes.
All right, I apologize. I thought, I don't know why I thought Ness Monster was the monster's name.
No, what the hell is,
I
what's
don't
wrong
know.
with
I don't
you?
know. I don't know. I don't know. That was a moment. All right. Okay. So like they, but they dropped it. Basically, they dropped the microphone down to just listen for this monster. That's all they did. They didn't go diving.
I'm still not back.
I'm not back from me
A
thinking that the monster's.
monster, a
I
monster
think the
named
problem
Ness.
is, that everybody calls the Loch Ness Monster Nessie for short.
Yeah.
So my brain went,
Oh, his name's
the
Ness.
Ness.
Wait.
Ness is the monster's name.
So his nickname they call him Ness. Ness is long. Nessie is longer than Ness.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, but I have, because I work with kids, I have kids who have very short names, and I'll add an IE to the end of their names to just be like cute and adorable. And I will call them that name, even though it's longer because it's cuter. So it's not obscene to hear that like somebody's name is like Jess and they call him Jesse.
That's a bad example, because Jesse is
It's
also just a
usually
name
short
in
for
and of it,
Jessica.
or also Jesse is also just a name in and of itself. So
But that, I don't know. I thought Ness was the name and Nessie was the nickname. I don't know, man. I'm
no,
sorry.
he's the monster of Loch Ness.
The point being, they didn't find anything conclusive about this, and you don't have a reason to be sad.
No, I'm sad because dude, all these fucking people showed up and like we couldn't find anything, guys. Not one cool thing,
Well, I
except
have
for
good
some
news for you.
spooky sounds. Like,
Well, I have good news for you, my friend. Very close to us, beautifully close to us, is the lovely Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe is not that close to us.
It's not that far. People go to Tahoe for the weekend.
For the weekend? I'm gonna Google this.
Tahoe's like in between us and Nevada. Google it first before I tell you this.
It is an 8-hour drive,
That's
miss.
not that long.
That's pretty far. It's
Where
like
is it? What is it in?
it
People
is
definitely go to Tahoe for the weekend.
between us and Nevada. So it's like basically where Sacramento and Sa like it's Sacramento, but all the
Oh, it's
way
up
at the edge.
there. Got it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's
But,
a
like, people do go to Tahoe for the weekend.
it's as high up as Sacramento, but as far
Over.
right as Nevada. Yeah.
But people do go to Tahoe for the weekend.
Crazy.
That's not the point. That's not the point. In Tahoe, in our state's largest freshwater lake, is a monster known as Tessie.
Tessie,
Tessie.
like the shortened nick, like the nickname for my car, like Tesla
Sure.
Tessie.
I mean, it's spelled Tessie.
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah.
Yeah. So Tessie, the monster of Lake Tahoe. Tahoe has long been rumored to be home to an underwater mob graveyard,
It's
one,
just Elon Musk in a giant suit.
and a huge unknown creature. The story often told around Tahoe is that a few years back, a fisherman trolling off the south shore got his hook caught on something in the depths. When he finally freed it and reeled his catch back to his boat, he found a well-preserved human ear on the end of the line. Another version of it has him snagging a three-fingered human hand, you know, as all urban legends do. But according to this local legend,
Spooky.
a 900-foot Deep waters, 900, the 900-foot deep waters off the South Shore served as a dumping place for the mob's victims from the 1920s to 1950. Hundreds of gangster corpses were suspended in the depths, they say, preserved in decay and preventing gas bloating surfaces. That, okay, cool. That's there.
Hold up. Hundreds of gangsters' corpses are suspended in the depths, they say, preserved from decay and prevented from gas-flooded
Cool.
surfacing by the near-freezing deep waters.
Yes.
That's what that sentence is.
Sorry.
It's all good. What does this have to do with the fucking
I don't know.
monster?
I actually don't. I guess that's just
So
part of
per.
it. It's like the mob used it for a lot of graveyards. But if
Okay.
you go down a little bit further, so it's even stranger are the tales of Tessie. Locals maintain that a large, unidentified serpent-like creature lives in the deepest parts of the lake and usually appears around June in even-numbered years.
Oh, shut the fuck up, people.
So next year you could go see if you could find Tessie. Dubbed Tessie in an imitation of the Loch Ness's Nessie,
I'm gonna drive
the
my
beast.
Tessie to go hunt the
I
Tessie.
would love that so much. Are you gonna get diving gear from Bezos?
Yes, obviously.
The beast allegedly appeared in Washoe Indian legend and may have been first spotted by 19th century settlers. Tessie made headlines in San Francisco Chronicle on July 12, 1984, when the paper reported that two women had seen the Lake Tahoe Leviathan a month earlier. Tahoe residents Patsy McKay and Diane, were hiking above the west. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We don't need her name. She's dead by now, I'm sure. West Shore, when they spotted a
Beautiful.
creature swimming in the
Great.
lake.
Sick at great
McKay.
attitude.
McKay said, I can't pronounce hard names. That's a really hard one.
Diane Stavarakis is gonna haunt the shit out of you tonight.
Probably. That's okay. McKay said
I
the
got
beast
you,
was
my girl.
about 17 feet long. She watched it closely and saw it surface three times like a little submarine. Her
Cute.
companion said the creature had a humped back and seemed to surface in a whale-like, lethargic manner. She was also sure that it wasn't a diver, a log, or a large ripple. 2 years e earlier, a pair of off-duty Reno policemen had also taken a turn with Tessie. Officers Chris Beebe and Reno Police, I'm so sorry, and Jerry Jones were water skiing in the lake in June 1982 when a unusually large creature swam by them. Yet another story about Tahoe asserts that there's an underwater river system that links the lake with Pyramid Lake in Nevada. Apparently, the bo bodies of the crew
What?
drowned in Tahoe have surfaced in Pyramid Lake, 50 miles to the north. This
What?
phenomenon, however, might be due to corpses floating over the North Tahoe Spillway into Truckee River and then downstream into Pyramid Lake.
Oh.
The closest anyone ever came to figuring out the Tahoe's mysteries was in the mid seven 1970s, famed oceanographer Jacques.
Jacques Cousteau.
Yep.
You don't know Jacques Cousteau?
I do know Jacques Cousteau. I just didn't know that was how you spelled it. I just can't read it. Bought a mini submarine, brought a mini submarine to the lake and did several dives in search of the 1,600-foot bottom. He returned to the surface allegedly saying the world isn't ready for what's down there, and to his death refused to release any pictures or data for the expedition. What did the legendary diver find? Pinstripe soup, bullet-riddled corpses bubbling in dark depths, a colony of living amphibian dinosaurs, or something even weirder? The answers lie in the chilly depths of the Blue Lake Tahoe. I just wanted you to know that we have a Loch Ness monster that's kind of close.
It's a cool, it's a semi well written article. I enjoyed it.
This is semi well written. It could have used some spaces and
No, my
paragraphs instead of just.
formatting aside, it was an enticing read.
Yeah, it was a good read. It was formatted awful and made it
Yeah.
really hard to read.
Dang,
Thanks, Scott. This was written
I need
in
to go.
2019, by the way.
I need to go find my Hessie.
I
I
that's why
didn't
I
know
like
I
I
didn't
found
know
out
we
about
I didn't
Tessie
know
and
we
you
had a
just
luck.
posted unprompted. I just need you to know. Like you posted that, I didn't look at it, and then I found out about Tessie, And I went to put Tessie in there and realized that you would put something about the Loch Ness Monster. And I was
That's
like, unplanned,
crazy.
unplanned. But like, I was like, well, we're doing this and we're doing one after the other. I've told you before, I believe in the Loch Ness Monster, right?
I would hope so.
Okay. I think Bigfoot's the one I really don't believe as much.
Come on.
I know.
You don't fuck with the boy?
I like the boy, I just don't think he's real.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. Like, I don't have any solid reason to not believe it. I just, in my bones, don't feel like he's real.
See, okay, do you want to know my theory?
Yeah, I would love your theory. It might change my mind.
I think he was real, and a lot of the sightings were real, and I think it's just been so long that he's passed away now.
It might be.
Like it's not like he was a strange and weird creature. It doesn't mean he's gonna survive forever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he still has to
Yeah, he's
have like
not
some,
actually Kane.
yeah, he still needs to have some sort of like a lot, like a lifespan, you know?
Yeah.
Unless he is fucking Kane,
He
then
could be
holy
Kane,
shit.
but I
Then
really
holy
hope he's
shit.
not because that entire, if you remember, that entire theory was really racist.
It was, yeah. Horribly, horribly racist. Thanks, Mormons.
Thanks, Mormons.
Doing great.
I mean, to be fair, if he is Cain, that means that all of the Bible is real. And we
Do
have
we
to
have
figure that out.
any other cryptids in California?
Jackalopes.
That's us?
Jackalopes are definitely California.
Really?
Are you looking up California cryptids?
A Guide to California's Monsters and Mythical Creatures. Let's go.
Send me the link. I want to be on the same. Oh, I found it. It's okay. Don't have to send it to me.
Oh, we got Bigfoot is number one.
Well, so yeah, I'm sure because we have the Rockies.
Well, also like up in like Big Sur area, there's like a very like
I don't want to read these in
the
depth.
redwood forests and stuff like that.
Chupacabras, which we've talked about.
We've talked about the chupacabra on
I
here.
feel like we've talked about it when we talked about
Hold
like there
on.
being like a dead section. What? Oh, I
No,
wasn't going to read in
continue.
depth about them. Okay, but the chupacabras, which apparently means goat sucker.
Yeah.
Fun.
Like literally.
Dark Watchers.
Yeah, what the fuck are Dark Watchers? No,
See,
we're
that's like
reading
I
about
want to
this one.
talk about was like, yeah, there's some of them that I want to
Who
talk
or
about. I don't
what?
care about talking about the chupacabras, but I want to know what a dark watcher is.
Who or what the Dark Watchers are, nobody knows. Cool, thanks. Where they originated from or why they're here is a
Job.
concept as lost as Alice or as mad as the Hatter.
I
What
hate
the
that.
Dark Watchers are looking for or watching is beyond our knowledge. The Santa Lucia Mountains stretch from Avila Beach through San Luis Obispo. Oh, my favorite area! Yay! To Monterey Bay.
Great, you have a Dark Watchers there, and you don't even know what they
Fucking
are.
sick. This is where I want to move to and disappear to forever. And
And the
now
Dark Watchers are gonna eat you.
I'm gonna become a dark watcher.
Oh, okay.
Oh, if only these mountains could speak. Living on the mountainside is the bizarre and creepy Dark Watchers. They appear to be giant human-like ghosts, only visible at twilight, standing high and mighty, staring into the night. Witnesses has claimed that the Dark Watchers are seen to be staring at nothing visible and often vanish right before the eyes.
I hate that.
The Chumash Indians first spoke of these tall giants in their legends and made sure to document their existence in cave paintings. The Dark Watchers made their way into many books, from legendary author John Steinbeck's short story, Flight to Robinson Jeffers' poem, Such Counsels You Gave to Me. You'll find chilling references to these creatures. In the 1960s, a Monterey Peninsula local and past principal of the school mentioned seeing the figures on a hike. He spent time studying the dark, tall phantoms, looking about in the majestic mountains. When the principal called out to his fellow hikers, the figures disappeared into thin air. Many sightings then been claimed and reported, and the matter of the dark shadow still lurks among us. California's weird facts are sure to capture your attention, but nothing quite gets your attention as these dreadful, empty-eyed phantoms. What the fuck? I've never heard of
I've
this.
never heard of them either, and I'm terrified of
The
them.
Dark Watchers, California.
No! Stop! Okay, you go further. You will keep looking at the Dark Watchers, but I went down to Mythical Sea Creatures. The first one's the Tahutesi, right? And then there's Elsie in Lake Elsinore. That's closer. You want to just go to Elsinore?
The
Elsie in Lake Elsinore.
what? You say Elsie?
Yeah, Elsie, Elsie in Lake Elsinore.
I am not believing anything those crackheads in the IE have to fucking say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fair. But apparently, if you want to try it, Lake Elsinore. Apparently, there's vampire cults out there too. That's it, though. It's Tessie and Elsie, and that's it. And then the Dark Watchers, which. Great! What are you finding out about the Dark Watchers?
They seem to be
Benevolent?
optical illusions
Aw,
caused
that's
by
no
a
fun.
reflection of light.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know. That's what this article in particular is saying. Because what I'm trying to find is like people who have if people have like taken pictures of them.
Did you find any pictures?
No, the only thing I can find that's like picture, like actual pictures, like referenced in an article, is this weird phenomenon that happens in the Santa Lucia Mountains, where like if you take a picture of like the sun with the right with like the glare in the right spot, it creates like a figure like a dark shadow person standing there.
Boo.
Here, let me link you to this so you can see what I'm seeing. But yeah, but even in Google Images, like there's just no like, you'd feel like you'd be able to pull something up. But I don't see any pictures of that. Be
I have
I
one more
don't
article that we have to get through that I want to get through on this week's because I feel like it's important for you to know.
Okay.
But
Oh, hold on. Okay,
along with these Dark
I
Watchers too.
sent
They do
you.
look like optical illusions more.
You know what I mean? The ear
Yeah.
phenomenon of the Dark Watchers could merely be caused by refracted light that is then amplified by fog or mist.
Like, I
Or it
think
could be
I've
something
taken a
more
picture of
sinister.
something that looks like this, and it doesn't, I'm not Dark Watchers. It's just. It is, I would say it is odd that it happens more, because is it, when you pull up Dark Watchers, is it like showing that it's everywhere, or is it still showing that it's primarily
It's only
in this
here.
area?
It's
Okay, see,
only here.
that's the only thing that's eluding me that that's weird. Because we're not the only city in the US that has fog.
We're not the only, like, I mean, that coastal
Maine has
region
a bunch of
is pretty intense, but I mean, you'd be able
the
to,
coastal region is intense, but
but it goes all the way up to like Oregon and Washington too. I feel like there's
yeah,
plenty
that's why
of
I'm saying
similar
like
types of places all up the
yeah,
West Coast.
there's similar enough terrain, and there's similar enough like enough of the settings correctly that I feel like if they weren't encrypted, we would see them more places.
Yeah.
Like, we would see this optical illusion reflection other places. And if this is really the primary region that they're showing up in,
Maybe that's just a way to capture them on film somehow.
yeah.
That's crazy. That's actually pretty creepy.
All right, you
I
ready for this last
don't
article?
like that if so.
You're gonna have to keep an eye out for them.
I know.
Are you ready for this last article?
I suppose.
This is a follow-up on something we've already talked about before, but I feel
Ooh,
like it's
okay.
important to let you know.
Okay.
If you are planning on going to In-N-Out's 75th anniversary this year,
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
buy your tickets now. They're almost sold out.
Are they really?
And
Isn't
it's
that where is
June,
it?
it's
Angel
October
Stadium?
22nd. No, Pomona Freeway. Or not Freeway. Pomona
Fairgrounds, fairgrounds.
Fairground Raceway.
Raceway.
The
Okay,
raceway.
interesting.
Festival tickets are $25 a person. Ticket bundles that get people access to the ticket, the concert, and the festival are $75.
There's a concert.
There's apparently a concert. It's on the
Who's
drag strip. There are drag racing, carnival rides, car show, food, drinks, live musical performances, and obviously In-N-Out burgers. They're celebrating their milestone. Who's doing the concert?
I know, that's what I'm trying to find out too.
Have they said it yet? And then
Copycat
it
in
just
and
like
out, my
talks
friend.
about our
My
other thing.
friend.
I mostly wanted to talk about the fact that this festival is almost happening and it's almost sold out.
Shit.
The end of this article. So as of 2023, the company has 385 locations across the western half of the nation. However, in January, the company announced that it would open restaurants and a corporate office in Tennessee by
What the
2026.
fuck? No.
I just
No.
need you to know, as like knowing that,
We
like
need to
how
continue
slow and how
gatekeeping in and
unbusy,
out.
like how unbusy. I got the funniest Snapchat about In-N-Out today. I'll text you about it. The knowing how like not busy the one in Texas is, the South don't appreciate our In-N-Out. They don't need it.
Well, they can burn if they don't appreciate the best damn fast
They
food
don't.
burgers
They don't
around.
appreciate it. I think that the festival, like the ticket bundles, are already sold out, by the way.
Holy shit. So, let's see. Yeah, I guess we can click on the event website. I don't even know if I'm gonna be in town that
I'm not.
weekend. October coming October 17th.
Freedom
Pre
Rock Concert. ZZ Top? What?
What the
What?
fuck? You're fucking
I'm
joking.
not. Go. Okay, click the thing and then go down for like the tickets and the ticket types. The first one is Rock to Freedom Concert and the Festival. Purchase of a concert ticket grants you access to the concert
ZZ
portion of
Top
it. Is this?
311
And the 48 special.
And the 48 special. That's a weird ass fucking lineup, yo.
That
That
is a
is
weird ass
so
lineup.
weird ass lineup.
That's why I read ZZ Top and I had to stop and go, wait, what? But I guess
What
it's
the
so because you pay
fuck?
$75 and then you can go in and out as you want. It says live
There
music through the decades.
You can race, there's car racing, and you can like enter your own car to race.
You can?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sold out now, but with the purchase of an elimination bracket ticket, you'll be able to qualify and race your vehicle for a trophy in an
Interesting.
elimination bracket. Each number of races is not guaranteed and is subject to qualification. This ticket will also grant access to one of the festival areas, including drag racing, car show, live
Oh,
music throughout the
man.
decades.
They also just had a fun run one, which didn't have an elimination, just let you rant race twice
That's cool.
for the fun of it. I love that. Enter your car in the car show for $100.
Dang. This is a pretty wild sounding event that they're throwing out over at old
This is a
In-N-Out.
pretty, this looks like a pretty fun. I mean, it's in Pomona. I don't know if I want to go, but
But it
I
also
don't like
like
a lot of people though.
the whole vibe of it, like the aesthetic of it and everything, like even the
It
like
looks
logo,
neat.
it looks cool, but it also looks very un-In-N-Out-ish. It looks very unlike Bible friendly. You know what I mean?
Well, that's part of the reason they're expanding further than that too.
I mean, Tennessee, they're good to go there with their bullshit.
Yeah, they
You know
are.
what I mean?
That's one of
Just
those
like,
places I'm not allowed to travel.
yeah.
Not
Unfortunately.
nobody's as bad as Florida. It's fine.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Insane. What was the thing that it told me was coming on the 17th? Hold on. I'm gonna
It
try to
was
get
like a
this pop-up
book.
again.
Like a book I saw. It was some sort of book.
Yeah, I was like, what? Like, give me this pop-up again. Tell me what this book thing is.
It's like the ins and outs of burgers or something. Probably like a
I would
book written by
actually,
like the owners.
I kind of honestly want to read it.
You want to know about the history of In-N-Out or anything?
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
There's a helicopter outside.
Ooh, they got the ghetto bird out over Shan. Uh-oh.
It's like right above my house. It's like it's shaking the house.
They're here for you. They're here for your neighbor, the hoarder.
No, he's
They're gonna
gone.
airlift him out.
Oh no, he's been gone. Like his
Oh
house was
yeah.
condemned gone.
Oh shit.
I'll have to update because the homeboy also like ended up being carted off by the cops at one point from a school because he was completely lost and not in his right mind, and they couldn't get him off school property, so they had to call the cops because you can't just have a creepy old guy walking around a school.
That's
It's really
crazy.
sad. He I think is either in a home. I know he doesn't live next door anymore.
Poor guy.
And his family's been slowly like clearing absolutely everything out of that house.
Jeez.
It's sad.
That's crazy. That
It's
is
sad.
sad. Well, and on that note, thank you so much
On
for joining
that really
us.
sad note.
Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, we really appreciate you. Don't forget to share the show with a friend if you enjoyed it. It's the best way that we grow. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osc, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet.
You can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
But other than that, it's gonna do it for us here. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
You can still take antlers on a plane.
Candle. Have they updated
Bye.
that?
No, I'll check, but I'm pretty sure.
Bye.
Bye.